From time to time, we see changes at the helms of organizations, and they are always, at least from what I've seen so far, been really good changes. And I think that's the same thing with the Boys and Girls Club here in Florence, and Jack Davis is joining us today. And Jack, you've had a few months to kind of settle into everything. How's that going?
It's going great. I started July 17th, and my predecessor, Chuck Trent, did just an amazing job of putting the club back on its feet, getting kids back into the club, and the board and he just did an absolutely amazing job of turning that thing around from the problems it was facing back in 2014 and 2015.
So how did it come to be that you were selected or that you took the responsibilities over there?
Well, interestingly enough, I was previously a reporter for the Siuslaw News, and about 3 years ago, they assigned me the Boys and Girls Club as one of my beats. And the first story I did on the club was about the dire predicament the club found itself in. This was back in the end of 2014, the first part of 2015. And at that time, the club was about $120,000 in debt. It had about a 5-to-1 payables versus receivables on the current balance sheet. It was a mess. And I went in and I talked with three of the board members at that time. And very honestly, when I went in to do that interview with them, and they were very open and honest, but when I went in to do that interview with them, I was convinced I was going to be writing the club's obituary.
Really?
It was serious. But Chuck looked me in the eye and Michael Pearson looked me in the eye and they said, we're not letting this club go. And they didn't. And they poured an amazing amount of their own capital, sweat equity, time, energy, and they literally turned that club around. We had a couple of very gracious donors from the local community that helped also to pull it out. And today the club is, well, it's very healthy compared to what it was. But there's no such thing as a nonprofit organization that isn't always having to be very frugal with their expenses.
Some always teetering on the edge there, you know, and waiting for that next donation to come in.
The brink is always within sight.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be that close to it,
no.
But you know that you have to keep from being there.
Right. And, you know, the community has continued to support us, and they've just been doing an amazing job. We had a really fun fundraiser back in October. It was the Homecoming 2017 Gala. We called it the Senior Prom. And it was a dance and a time to get together, and we had an auction. And the community just did a wonderful, wonderful job of supporting the club for that.
And you also had I think you might have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you had a tremendous pie sale event too that went pretty well.
Yes. Michael Pearson's wife, Nancy Pearson.
She kind of took the reins of that.
She took over and she was known as the Pie Lady.
Yeah.
And you could see her around town with a pie-shaped hat. And that was an amazing event, incredibly popular. The pies were to die for.
That always helps.
It does.
Good product.
When you have good product, people are always willing to pay for it. And it was a fun fundraiser. The kids were involved. I think the kids sold more pies than the adults. And everybody had a great time. And the pies are good. And it is coming back next year.
So what are some of the programs that you're working on right now or that you do for the kids on a regular basis? What are some of the things that when a kid goes to the Boys and Girls Club that they can look forward to taking advantage of?
Well, this is one of the major changes that's taken place in this club over the last 3 years. Boys and Girls Club of America offers multiple proven successful programs for clubs to utilize. They're not free. We have to pay for them, and we have to pay for the staff to administer them and run the programs. But we have Smart Girls. Smart Girls is an amazing program. It offers girls the opportunity to learn self-esteem, to learn how to be a real girl as opposed to being what Hollywood or peers or someone else thinks they should be in terms of appearance, in terms of dress, in terms of makeup. It's an all-inclusive program to help teenage girls understand the value of being a girl and the way to grow into a young adult properly. We have a similar program for the boys. It's called Passport to Manhood. And we get into the tough issues that sometimes parents don't want to touch, sometimes the schools can't touch. Or
sometimes the parents just aren't there for
them. Yeah, and all too often with our kids, that's it. We have almost 40% of our kids are from single households or households that do not have parents involved. The other program we have is Money Matters. Money Matters is a program to help kids understand finances. We take them everything from how to establish and use a checkbook to a savings account. We even have a club 401k. And we run all of this through what we refer to as Club Bucks. It's actual paper money, but it is just paper. Mm-hmm. But it's actual paper money that the kids get for turning in homework assignments with A's and B's, bringing in report cards with A's and B's. Every kid gets assigned, if they choose, a chore to do with the club every day. So we have kids that do sweeping, they do cleaning, they do empty the trash bags, they wipe down the lunch tables, everything.
Teaching a work ethic as well as teaching them about.
Teaching a work ethic that goes along with what you do with money after you've earned it. We have a club store where they can spend their club bucks. And our new teen director, Christelle Weiss, is teaching the kids not only about how to save money and then how to spend money, because the kids let us know what they want in the club store. And within reason, of course, we try to stock the club store with those items. Now, an interesting thing that Christelle just introduced in part of the Money Matters program, she's had kids fill out job applications to be store managers. And they filled out the application. It looks just like a regular employment application. They had to sit down and do an employment interview with myself and Christelle. They've been given job assignments. They're being taught how to handle inventory, how to take care of the money. They're being taught about, being friendly to other people. We've
like
all run into
customer service.
Service. We've all dealt with a clerk at some point in time that, let's just say, we didn't have the best experience.
Yeah, I've had that too.
So anyway, the Money Matters program it's phenomenal. We actually have kids going home teaching their parents how to balance a checkbook.
Now, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's a good thing, you passing it forward there.
And the other important thing that we're always focused on at the club is grades and graduation. We have last year, this was not under my watch. This was under Chuck's watch. But last year, of the 32 to 35 kids that attended the club two or more days a week, because there's the club is strictly voluntary. Kids come because they want to come.
Right.
They don't come because they have to come. But anyway, of the 32 to 35 kids that attended the club two or more days a week last year, 21 of them made the honor roll.
Wow.
And 8 had straight A's.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
And these kids didn't start the school year with those kinds of numbers.
I'll tell you, it just takes some time. It takes some people caring.
It does.
And
we have a staff that just pours their heart out. Everyone that is here at the club they're 100% committed to the job they're doing. And we have mentors and volunteers, and it's just amazing. And then, of course, we have our sports programs. And the sports programs is an outreach that keeps kids off the streets. It gets them involved in activities. And it's a great way to interact with the community and the kids. And we also have outreach programs that, like dances, dinners, get-togethers, these types of things. Last year, for example, we had both an 8th grade and a 5th grade graduation party at the club, open to everybody, because the 8th grade kids and the 5th grade kids that are graduating elementary program, they didn't have a celebratory event. So we put one on for them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great.
So what do you have as far as construction goes? Now, I know that there's a big project going on there, and you got the movers to coordinate. What's going on with that? What's the situation?
Well, we're almost there. We own a building, about a 2,800-square-foot building. It's a prefab building, a manufactured building, over by the middle school. And the plan is to have a mover. We've already got the foundation laid. We've got the electricity run. We've got the sewer run. We've got the water run. We're all ready for this building. And all we have to do now is get the mover. And, of course, the funds to move it. It's always a challenge to getting the funds. But once we get that building moved over, and we hope to do it within the next month, two at the very latest. But once we get that building moved over, that is going to be the high school building. We're going to have that building dedicated to high school kids, and we're going to have the present building dedicated to the middle school kids. Because anybody who's been around kids in these ages know that high schoolers and middle schoolers don't mix too well together. Yeah. We're going to be seeing a significant increase in our high school numbers once we have a separate building for the high school kids.
That's pretty good.
So it's in the works. We got the foundation poured. We got everything ready.
So let me ask you, there may be somebody out there going like, well, I'd like to help out with that. What kind of money do you need, and how can somebody get it to you to this move?
Well, we're going to need probably about $35,000. And we'll take cash, check, money order. People can donate stocks, bonds. They can donate real estate. Anything that they would want to donate that we can turn into a liquid asset, we're more than happy to receive. And of course, especially this time of year, they will be getting a tax donation form from us in the amount of the gift.
So we got to get that building moved. So the best way to do that is get some funds raised.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And we're knocking on doors, and we're checking with people and trying to see what we can get done. But we're very excited about it. It's an amazing project. It's been a while in the making. And there were two very, like I said earlier, there were two very generous donors that helped at the very beginning of this project. And those were both bequests. So we're heading on into a great direction. And I want to talk about one more thing, and that is that during our summer program, which is our most expensive program, because our volunteers, our aides, as opposed to being part-time, they're full-time during the summer. So in essence, our payroll doubles just to handle the kids. And some of the things we do in the summer program, for example, Sam Spade, and we're going to be
talking with them in
talking
just a few
with
minutes,
him in a little bit. But Sam Spade and Terry Tominey, who are both ex-military fighter pilots and commercial pilots, put on the Florence Air Academy last summer for 2 weeks, and the kids just loved it. And actually, at the end of the program, the kids actually got to fly a plane.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So we're going to talk with them coming
right
up, too. So that'll be nice. Are you going to get involved in that conversation?
Oh, yes.
As well? Okay.
Yes, cool. I'll be there, too.
Well, good. It's great having you here today. Great getting to know you a little bit better. You got something else? Okay.
I just want to say one thing, and that is that the club hours during the school, both the elementary program and the teen program, run from about, well, whenever school is out until 5:30, 5:45. Nationally, juvenile delinquency, 80% of it happens
during that period
between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. And guess what? Club kids aren't a part of that.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, good luck. Continued success there, and we'll talk more about the Air Academy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, George.
And we're going to take a minute to reset everything and bring in Sam Spade and Terry Tominey and a couple of the students from the Boys and Girls Club, along with Jack Davis as well, to talk about the Florence Air Academy right here on the December edition of Our Town.